Recording live from the Northeast Georgia Business Radio X studio. This is Northeast Georgia Business Radio presented by Regions Bank. Embrace the FN life. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Welcome back. Welcome back, folks, to another exciting edition of Northeast Georgia Business Radio. I'm your host, Tom Sheldon, and yeah, coming to you live from the beautiful Empower College and Career Center of Jackson County. I have a studio full today. I love it when I have multiple guests. And they're already laughing. They're happy to be here. Hey, what can you say? I'm just betting that they can ensure that. We'll get to that in a second. I have with me today Raymond and Ashley Wright. And yes, they can ensure that. But Raymond, welcome. Ashley, welcome.
Thank you.
To the Northeast Studio. I'm dancing around it. You're an insurance agent, are you not, Raymond?
Yes, sir.
And your company name is I Can Insure That.
That's right. I Can Insure That.
I as in Raymond and not me.
That's right.
I'm dancing around it.
But I'm the licensed one.
You're the smart one. I'm just a radio host. You brought the boss today, man.
Oh, man.
Always.
She's nice. By my side all the time.
Ashley, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having us. It's so much fun.
Let's jump into it. There's so much to talk about. Mm-hmm. Why insurance? I'll hit you hard,
man.
Up front.
Oh, man. That's a good question. I didn't think you were going to answer that. Ask that one. I was working in the auto glass industry back in 2018, mm-hmm. as a auto glass sales service. You know, I was taking the glass out, putting the glass in, doing shower doors, shower glass, window tinting, all the above.
You got tired of getting cut? You got tired of breaking stuff?
In a way, sometimes,
really?
Yeah.
Did you really get cut all the time?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I've got stitches. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, all the time. Ow. You get cut. Ow. I mean, if you don't like getting cut, don't get in auto glass. So
a bit of a masochism thing there.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was there. I had to take it.
Yeah, you had to take it. It was.
I was in a networking group in Athens, Georgia. You've actually visited one of the groups that I've been in. Mm-hmm. And that's how we met, actually.
Yeah, it is.
I went from that group. One of the insurance agents in that group invited me to possibly work for him. And I thought about it for about a week or so. Explored every forum I could find information on. Facebook groups. And I asked them about the pay, commission structures, whatever questions that I had. I wrote every single thing down, and we spent mm-hmm. probably an hour or more on the phone. Ashley was by my side mm-hmm. when we were talking. Mm-hmm. With Ashley's grace, she was in school. I was like, I feel like making this leap of faith mm-hmm. into this industry. She gave me the go-ahead on it. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got started.
Sweet.
That was 2020.
So you're going on 4 years.
Yes, sir.
I guess you're liking it.
Yeah, I love it. I specialize in life insurance and Medicare. Obviously, I do the auto and the boat, home, all the above, because I can insure that. But the life insurance, the Medicare, I mean, those are my two specialties.
We're going to dive into that in a second. I got to ask about surety bonds. Am I saying that right?
Surety.
Surety bonds.
Surety bonds.
Yeah.
Just that. Bonds in general.
That. Okay. And that's basically an insurance policy that someone's going to get paid?
Yes, exactly.
Not a lot of people realize that agents in general, probably yourself included, do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but they think they got to call some big international conglomerate.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when I first started doing bonds, everybody asked, "Oh, do you do bail bonds?"
Yeah, everyone assumed that right
different
away.
Kind of bond.
Everybody yep. did.
Different
yes.
kind of bond.
Yes.
And obviously, I got the James Bond.
Yeah.
Barry's bonds.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Do
similar
those
to the "I have the face for radio" thing.
That's yeah.
If I had a dollar, I could retire again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every time I heard mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think you have a face for radio.
Well, thank you.
I think you got the voice for it, though.
I definitely
sure.
do.
Yeah.
Yep. I get paid to be listened to, not looked at.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'm perfectly good with that.
Yeah.
But you're ensuring that someone gets paid.
That's right.
Let's dive into that for a second. I get a ton of insurance agents through here.
Yeah, right? I know. I've listened to quite a few.
But this is the first time we're going to talk about this. It's interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just started doing the bonds recently, just kind of out of the blue. I work with another agency that gives me access to those bonds. And mm-hmm. these bonds can issue in about 5 to 10 minutes, depending on how fast you can.
Really?
Yeah. If I get all the information up front, I can have it issued same day. Whereas a lot of these other bonds companies, they take a week, maybe 2 weeks. Mm. It's been a game changer, really, to have access to these bonds. And I've done a lot for a state attorney. She asked me for a conservator bond, like at least once a month mm-hmm. for someone who took over an estate. And,
right.
you know, that person might not have the assets. It's been really, really nice to have that. I can do title bonds, lost title bonds on a mobile home, motorcycle. I did one last week, a car. I actually did a car bond for myself last year with a different insurance company. And so I wasn't able to do it myself. And so it's really nice to be able to do those things myself now. Mm-hmm. And that's why I can insure that.
What is the value for someone to take out a bond like that, like you did with the car bond?
How much would that cost?
No. I mean, why would you do? Why did you do
that? What are the benefits?
Oh, benefits.
Yeah, the benefits of it, without getting personal, of course.
Yeah, yeah. So
because this is a whole different world for me. This is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So I don't mind telling my personal story about one of the cars I bought recently. I bought a car. It didn't have a title. Lady passed away. Nephew took the car. He never had to go through the estate, so we had to get a title bond for it, and in order for it to be legal in the state of Georgia to drive,
right,
and get a registration for it. So
right,
I was able to issue a title bond on it, and I had to say it was worth, I mean, the car is only worth probably $1,000.
Right.
But there's a minimum bond of $5,000, and you keep that bond for about 5 years. That's how I got it legal.
How would that kick in, though?
What do you mean?
Is there a cash value to the bond?
Cash value is just the value of the car. If somebody from that estate said, hey, that's my car,
and takes and I want the car back from you.
Correct. Because
okay,
never went through the estate.
That's where the bond gets in. Mm-hmm.
And then that person would get paid whatever value they assume the car is worth. That's why they have a minimum bond, even if it's a junk car. And essentially that's what it was when
it's a piece of property.
Correct.
Right.
Almost any piece of property, or does it have to be a vehicle of some type?
Like I said, mobile homes, motorcycles, just anything that is issued a title from the state of Georgia.
Okay. You
pretty much get a bond on
it. It's a title bond.
Yeah. Okay. And I can't just say, oh, I'm just going to steal this car and get a bond on it. You can't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't. No.
The whole process for car bonds.
Well, that would be a new business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure people have tried to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
you
back in the day.
Oh, you know they have.
Yeah. So the whole process for that specifically is you have to go and do a VIN check on it, make sure the car's not stolen, make sure there's no liens on it. I can't put a title bond on a car that has an existing lien on it.
Okay.
And so that's one thing that I can do with that.
See, this is cool. I had no idea.
Yep. And then a conservator bond. I did one for this estate attorney that I'm working for. Obviously, I can't say anything about that. But
No.
It was for a missing person. It just happened to be the person's brother took over the estate since they went missing.
Mm.
And so, yeah.
Wow.
That was very interesting one as well. And I mean, these bonds, I mean, they range all over. I can do construction bonds, gasoline bonds for like gas stations. They have to have certain things. Tire distributors have to have a bond for the
really?
State of Georgia.
Really? Yep.
I mean, there's countless bonds. I think our company that we work with does 4,000 plus bonds. And I can look them up individually per county. So
really?
I can type in Gwinnett, show me every bond in Gwinnett that they require.
How about that?
Yeah.
Now, is that the same thing? Say I was having a golf tournament and someone's going to give away a $10,000 for a hole in one. Would that be the same thing? I take out a policy on that in case someone gets that hole in one and I'm not going to pay out $10,000.
Now, I haven't done one of those yet.
But I'm on the right track there.
Yeah, I think we're heading in the right direction for sure. There definitely is a bonding company that does that. I don't know if we can do that, but I haven't had anybody ask about that.
Not yet.
Yeah. But I'm going to look it up as soon as I leave here today.
Because that could be valuable.
Absolutely.
All these little golf tournaments that come around town.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you're welcome. I get 10%.
I think that's fair.
You get your license, I'll give you 10%.
I can get my license. Is there a bond for that?
There,
if I can get my license.
You're on to something. Start a business.
Tom said he already trademarked that.
He said, I can bond that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to put insurance to the side for a second. Ashley?
Yeah.
You doing all right over there?
Yeah, I'm great.
Cool.
Hanging out.
Now, you don't necessarily work in the business.
No, not at all.
But you do keep him straight.
Absolutely.
We can give a shout out. You're in the...
I'm in the vet field.
Veterinarian field.
Yes, I am. So veterinary medicine. I am one of two new recent hires at Commerce Veterinary Hospital. I'm one of the associate veterinarians there.
Well, see, Raymond, that's another industry we could... Man, we got all kinds of ideas just budding.
I know, This is a good brainstorming.
This is good.
Yeah. I'm just guessing you're thinking about pet insurance, aren't you?
Why not? I know it exists.
Yeah, and we tried to get an appointment. I'm still not opposed to getting an appointment with them. There's a lot of good pet insurance companies out there.
Yeah.
Is there?
But you can't necessarily just get pet insurance for a dog that's 10 years old that has all these different complications.
Correct. Oh, I imagine not.
Yeah.
And if it's a purebred dog, they have different stipulations on some of the purebreds. Ashley can tell you the conditions that they're predisposed to.
Yeah. Pet insurance is very similar to human insurance in that actual pet insurance company won't be as likely to help you pay or afford something if your pet has predisposed conditions already.
Right.
And especially if they've already been diagnosed with certain things, that pet insurance company is limited with what they can help you with financially. So if I do have a client come in and say, hey, I'm interested in learning about pet insurance, I say get it while you can. If you have, for example, a 12-week-old puppy, the sooner you get it, the better.
Right.
The better it works out for everyone.
Yep. Just like life insurance too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So. Exactly.
Well, folks, I imagine building the company and even working in the veterinarian world like you are, Ashley, I imagine you both have come across and created a lot of community partners.
That's for sure.
Very, very important.
Yeah.
That's also very important here at the Northeast Studio. We are blessed with many great community partners. Mm-hmm. One of our great community partners is Chubby Hippo Signs, specializing in commercial signage that helps your business get noticed with many types of indoor and outdoor visual communication products. Jeremiah and his team can provide everything from a yard sign to digital printing and everything in between. Commercial pole signs, monument signs, electric message displays, you name it. Visit ChubbyHippoSigns.com. That's ChubbyHippoSigns.com. Turn your dreams and ambitions into successful business. And while you're at it, visit our new website, NEGABRX.com, to see all our great community partners. Folks, you still there?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, we got bills to pay around here.
Okay.
That's right.
But a big shout out to Chubby Hippo for coming on board with us. He's been on board with us basically since the very beginning.
That's awesome.
Jeremiah's a great guy.
He is.
You've met Jeremiah.
I have. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep. We were at a business. Man, I can't remember what it was called, but it was with John Davis.
Boy, it must have been just really great. I'm kidding. Jeremiah's in a lot of stuff.
Oh, well, it was with John Davis, which I'm sure, I think you had
him. I know
on.
John.
Yeah, you had him on your show too, I think.
A couple times, yeah.
John Davis and I were in a networking group together as well. John was having one of his meetings, and for, you know, younger business owners. And when I say younger, I mean the business is young, not necessarily the owners.
Right. You had to be 18.
Exactly. So yeah, Jeremiah was there. I met him briefly, and from what I saw from him, he's a really, really nice guy. And I could tell he's very passionate about his career. So
he is,
no, and he is. And his business. So,
you know, he's got a series coming out of the studio.
I didn't know
Southern
that.
Holler. Oh. It's hilarious.
That's awesome.
His buddy Power Evans, city councilman for Winder, They do a podcast series out of here. Mm-hmm. It is hilarious.
That's awesome.
You'll have to check it out.
Right in here in the same studio.
I produce it.
You're the man.
Oh, well, check you know, we are a production studio. We are a sound studio.
There you go.
It really does happen.
Yeah. That's awesome. I love it.
So what were we talking about? We were talking about insurance for pets, insurance for, I guess you get the hole in one.
Talking about the bonds.
Bonds. Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
I do as much insurance as I can, but I really like to hone in on the life and the Medicare.
I was about to ask you.
Yep.
Life is your sweet spot.
It is. I do a lot more than most agents that you probably have on your podcast here. A lot of agents like to focus on the auto, the home, motorcycle, boat, you know, all
right.
that. And they sell life insurance, but they don't sell life insurance like I sell life insurance.
Darn right they don't.
So, I mean, I can insure that. So that's I gotta, right. mm-hmm. gotta put that shameless plug in there.
I would.
The types of life insurance I offer, I mean, it's so much more than what people think. They immediately think, oh, term and whole life. Those are the two things they always think about. I like to say permanent insurance. And when I say permanent insurance, they're like, well, can you expand on that? What does that mean? So, you know, yeah, we do whole. We do whole life. We do index universal life. We do guaranteed universal life, universal life in general, buy sell agreements. We even buy old policies from people if they
really,
yeah, a lot of people don't do that. You know, we buy a policy if a business owner has a $20 million policy and they are getting out of the business, they don't need it anymore. And if it's a term policy, we have them convert it, if it's convertible, to a permanent policy, and then they get paid for it, and I get paid for it.
Mm-hmm. And they're out of the way.
It's
all out of the way.
You can let it lapse if you want and get nothing.
Right.
But don't ever let a policy lapse without talking to me first.
I got you.
And that is catered more towards people who are in not as great of health. There is a calculator because these companies want to get a return on their investment.
It's a business.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's a business.
So if you're projected to live another 30 years, they're probably going to say no. But right. If they say, you only have a 2-3 year life expectancy, we'd love to buy that policy. And that's where I come in. You talk to me.
So I guess it's cheaper for them to do it now than 3 years from now.
Yeah.
That's why they want to get it out of the way.
Absolutely.
Is that absolutely?
Yeah, you buy.
It is a business.
If it's a term policy, I mean, and you convert it. When you convert it, it's whatever attained age you're at. So if it's 58, you pay the 58 rate. If you're 59, you pay 59 rate. The earlier they get to it, the better. I've seen people get tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Some even get $1 million for their policies.
If it had lapsed, they would have gotten zero.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, because that's how term policies work.
Just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Ouch.
Yep, and 99% of all term policies do lapse.
People just don't realize.
They don't want to pay let's say you got a 10-year term. At year 10, that's the last year you get it at that guaranteed rate.
It goes up exponentially, does it not?
Exponentially, right. Like more than 10 times, more than 20 times sometimes. And it goes up even more the next year and the next year.
Right. It's almost like they don't want you around it, though.
Yeah, they said
that. I didn't say that. I am not an insurance person, so I have no idea what I'm talking about.
That's okay. I'm not either.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Ashley and I can agree. Raymond, you be quiet. But now you work with the Medicare world, Medicare eligible, Medicare recipients,
mm-hmm.
question mark?
I say that because not everybody thinks, you know, Medicare, oh, 65. But there are some rare instances where people can qualify for Medicare under 65.
Really?
So recently I've just been saying Medicare eligible instead of seniors or 65, and I legally can't advertise to just 65-year-olds. You have to advertise to the whole population.
Right.
I know my mom wouldn't care, but my mom is ineligible. She's only in her 50s. And that can happen for a variety of reasons. You can be disabled, which in the state of Georgia, at least, and I think the whole United States, but you have to be on disability for a minimum of 2 years. And it has to be a state-approved disability, of course.
Yeah, you're deemed.
Yep. Claim on your Social Security, mm-hmm. and you know you have to be on that for 2 years before you can qualify for Medicare. You can also have ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. I mean, there's and end-stage renal failure as well. Mm-hmm. Those are other qualifying. So if you got that at 2 years old, you can be Medicare eligible.
Oh, wow.
Right now I'm working at the Walmart in Commerce, doing a little Walmart program there, they call it, where I'm just educating people about their plan choices. Shameless plug there.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is interested in speaking to me, I'll be there Mondays and Fridays until March 31st.
So what are you doing, though? You're educating, but mm-hmm. you're getting them signed up. You're help getting them signed up. What is the benefit for someone to come talk with you?
So one of the benefits of talking to me is one of the things I do is I talk to people about their choices, and a lot of people will have changed doctors mm-hmm. or plan change for 2024. Medicare plans change every single year.
Yeah.
You might get lucky and a plan might not change, but
New rules.
Yeah. It could be a new plan offering. Maybe the max out of pocket's a little higher. Maybe it's a little lower. Deductible can be higher. Maybe it can be lower. You might get $2,000 for dental benefits. You might not next year. You might have $1,000, but you never know. And one of the advantages of speaking to me is I go through that plan. I can look it up. You give me your Medicare card. Give me, you know, your plan info. I can look it up for you. I'm a broker, so I work for whatever companies I want to work for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work for just one. And so I have no loyalty to any company.
Mm-hmm.
I have my loyalty toward my customer.
And I do want to add, Ray is extremely good at breaking down information and explaining as much as you want explained to you. A lot of the times, not even just insurance related, but just overall life related, I have to say, Ray, explain this to me like I'm 5 years old. And he does. He does a great job of making sure that I understand.
Well, I've understood him so far.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Some say I'm 5 years old. That is true.
Well, I mean, and especially with insurance, I feel like a lot of the times there's certain lingo or terms in there where the average layperson does not know what that means.
They have no idea.
Yeah.
Over their head.
Boom. No, exactly. And sometimes, is that done on purpose? Sure. But if you're looking for a person that's going to truthfully break it down for you and say, this is what your plan is saying, this is what it covers, let's see if we can do something better for yourself and your situation, that is absolutely right.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Nice. So sweet.
Yeah.
I hope you're buying a really nice dinner tonight.
Oh, man. I'll be making it.
You have a culinary degree or something. You went to school for that.
That's right. I do. I have a culinary background. I have a culinary degree. I worked in the restaurant industries for it was a little over 11 years before I moved here to Georgia. Trained in the great state of New Jersey, home of, you know, the Italians, you know, the Sopranos.
Yes, they tend to be there. They do.
So I do have a big, I'm not Italian, but I do have a big Italian background. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love making Italian food. Mm-hmm. I love making Mexican.
I was about to ask you, are you a baker or a cook?
I'm more of a cook. I mean, I did really well in pastry when I was in that class.
Really?
I gravitated more towards food. I'm more of a savory guy, mm-hmm. Ashley, and mm-hmm. we talk about that a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like sweets too much, but I will eat them. I like making them. I think it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
I think I excel more at food. Worked at barbecue caterers. I've done, like I said, Italian. Worked at a breakfast restaurant alone for 7 years.
Yeah. Ray is very much jack of all trades.
Mm-hmm.
That is
apparently so.
That is his entire personality.
Or he can just insure it if he's not.
Yeah, exactly.
If he can't do it, he'll insure it.
Yeah.
I hear he can insure that.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to say that's my secret to success is I really like to learn about all types of businesses.
Mm.
I don't just like to stay in my lane. I want to know about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, from experience, if you can talk shop with somebody, especially if you're trying to get them as your client,
mm-hmm.
trying to sell them something,
mm-hmm.
if you can talk shop, you have both feet in the door immediately.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
And it just comes down to, do they like you?
Yep. Yeah.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. That's the number one. Know you, like you, and trust you.
Yeah. Know, like, and trust.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's been pounded into our brains for decades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Longer than y'all been alive, probably.
Yep.
Honestly.
That's some of the best salespeople that I've met, that I've talked to, have said that same thing.
hey, we're just hanging out here talking. You know, we're not trying to sell anybody.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to tell people their options. Education is my number one thing. Mm-hmm. I might go to somebody's house, not sell them anything, and mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I want them to be fully confident in the choice they made. Mm-hmm. If it's not with me, that's fine. But they come back around and they say, Ray, I know it wasn't right that time. How about we check it again this year?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Absolutely. I just had a client leave me yesterday, and they said, listen, I hate to do this, but I said, it's okay. I understand. Mm-hmm. That's how the world works.
Mm-hmm.
You can always come back, and I leave the door open. I don't
know where
burn
you
bridges.
Are.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I don't burn bridges. I've been told my whole life never burn a bridge with somebody.
That's right. Don't burn it. If you if you're gonna do anything, just blow it all to pieces. No, I'm kidding. Don't listen to me. I'm just a host.
Oh man.
Well, Ashley Raymond.
Yeah.
What do y'all do for fun when you're not selling insurance and taking care of fur babies?
I'll let Ashley answer that.
Oh
one.
Gosh.
Other than eating, I think eating.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
We very much. Either like to try new recipes at home, or we're very big foodies. So we try different restaurants, different types of restaurants. And a few months ago, we just had Indian food for the first time ever, and it was mind-blowing. But yeah, we're very much outdoorsy people, hiking, camping, dragging the dogs along with us. Ray, what other thing?
I got to ask, have you cooked on an open fire before? Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's an art, too.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That's a lot of fun. Yeah, man.
So besides that, Ashley has her own individual hobbies, and I have my own individual hobbies. We kind of recognize that, and mm-hmm. we don't try to drag each other into them.
I hear you.
Ashley
I hear
took
you.
Me to a musical the other couple weeks ago.
Couple weeks ago, yeah.
Nice. I've never been to a musical.
Cultured you a little bit.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I hear you, man.
I always wanted, culture.
Always wanted to go to one, but I just never had anybody that kind of wanted to go.
Yeah.
And
I can see that.
Yeah.
And Ray is very much a car guy.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I'm... About,
favorite
oh,
car?
You can't tell me to
there's
pick
too
one.
Many. There's too many. Many.
Okay, favorite car when you were like a kid, a teenager,
there's
and now?
There's still too many.
There's still okay, too many. Mind. Yeah, okay. I mean, I grew up on Smokey and the Bandit. I grew up on...
Brand make?
Chevy. Chevy's my, okay. my one of my favorite brands.
Well, I like you a little guy. More
I know.
A few minutes ago. But.
Oh, no.
I know you're Ford guy, but we can all agree that all cars now.
Did I tell you that? I bleed Ford blue.
You didn't tell me, but I could tell.
Really?
Yeah, you're wearing blue.
Well, this is Business Radio X stuff, but yes.
I know.
But I do bleed Ford blue.
Yeah, I'm a big car guy, so if you're a car guy, I can insure that too.
There's nothing he can't insure. They're going to play my music and make me wrap up here in a second.
That's right.
The producer's like, okay, this has gone on too far. We'll play the music. Tom will shut up eventually. Folks, check out Raymond Wright on LinkedIn. I think it's Raymond Wright the fourth, but
that's
still.
Correct.
Yeah, check out Raymond on LinkedIn. And hey... He, as in I, as in he, can ensure that. I'm Tom Sheldon. Talk to you soon.
Life is full of ifs. But if you want to cash flow like a pro and get paid up to 2 days early, safeguard against surprises and supercharge your savings, Regions Life Banking makes it possible.
Regions Bank, embrace the if in life.
Regions Bank, member FDIC.